I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. While the world watches Iran, events in Syria continues to shape that country's political and religious landscape. Nuna Matar with Triumph at Mercy Lebanon says the growing influence of ISIS affiliates can't be ignored. The Syrian president has verbally disparaged the group.
But the reality is that on the ground, there are many pockets of ISIS people that are doing whatever they want to do. So they enter into a church and they tell people inside the church to convert to Islam.
Reports of difficulty within the country are discouraging the world's 3 million Syrian refugees from returning home.
It's very hard for them to go back to a Syria that is becoming more indoctrinated than ever.
Learn more about the situation and find prayer points for Syria when you head to missionnews.org. And many people remain unreached, but not for lack of effort. In war zones, danger and limited access make sharing the good news difficult. Yet hardship often leaves people searching for hope and ready to hear about God. Janelle Stoops with A3 says their strategy begins with blessing the people they serve, sometimes by coming in as NGO workers or bringing humanitarian aid. The gospel's healing message is also paired with trauma counseling.
They're able to find healing from trauma, but also, more importantly, to find spiritual healing as they find their identity and their worth in Christ.
Another key approach is reaching people through diaspora communities and training their leaders. Still, while believers may not always reach war-torn areas physically, their prayers can. Pray for God's guidance for ministries like A3 and for Christ's work in these regions through His Spirit.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.